Hi, my name is Andrew. Welcome to BACA. Today we'll be analyzing multiple aspects of Mark Twain's use of literary devices in The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. My colleagues Caroline, Bella, and Elise will be joining me to discuss conflict, point of view, and theme in regard to Huck Finn. The first character we'll be talking about is Huckleberry himself. Huck faces multiple challenges in the course of this story.
Throughout the story, Huck goes through internal and external conflicts. Some of the internal conflicts Huck has to deal with are deciding whether to obey his mind or heart. His head is telling him to turn Jim in because he is helping his old care keeper's property escape when Miss Watson did nothing bad to him. She actually did the reverse. Miss Watson gave him a nice home to live in and tried to raise him to be a good person, so it is understandable why Huck is having a guilty conscience. On the other hand, his heart is telling him not to turn Jim in because he considers Jim as a friend and is starting to get to know and love him, even though they are from different backgrounds and are different races. He resolves his internal conflicts by wrestling back and forth in his mind about the situation and decides to not turn Jim in. From then on, he goes with the attitude of doing what is most convenient, since this event caused Huck a lot of stress and time. Some external conflicts Huck has had to deal with are having an abusive and alcoholic parent. Pap is not a good role model or father to Huck. He makes life more difficult for Huck in school and his social life because of how irresponsible he acts. Another challenge he faces is dealing with the Duke and King, which is no walk in the park. It is a big challenge, especially knowing they are con artists. Luckily for Huck, he has dealt with Pap growing up and from that experience learned how to handle this type of situation. He lets them have what they want, knowing if he rocks the boat, it will just cause unnecessary problems.
The second character we'll be talking about is Pap. Pap is the father of Huck and struggles with his own internal and external conflicts as well.
Pap faces a number of internal and external conflicts throughout Huck Finn. It appears that he faces two external problems, one being the fight for custody of Huck against the widow and Mrs. Thatcher. He also puts on a fake facade in an attempt to get a portion of Huck's money that he and Tom Sawyer found. He also faces a number of internal problems. He struggles with alcoholism and cannot overcome this addiction. This results in him not being able to care for or acknowledge his son until he needs money to pay for more alcohol. He also lost his wife and doesn't have a family because he neglects his son and attempts to drown his further sorrows in alcohol. He is also a very insecure character. For example, he becomes frustrated and angry when he finds out that his son, Huck, can read and is more educated than himself.
The third topic we will address is the narrator. This story is told from Huck's point of view. His own 12-year-old language is not educated and quite informal.
In first-person stories, you can hear eternal thoughts. You hear Huck's opinions, which show what kind of effect his household and father's alcohol abuse has had on his lifestyle choices. Some of his opinions are, "I don't take no stock in dead people," which shows that he doesn't care about the past or things that have already happened. In addition, Huck's point of view is also very sloppy and uneducated. Since the author portrayed Huck as a 12 to 13-year-old boy, he still has a rambunctious and adventurous side to him that we see throughout the story. This is shown in his relationship with Tom Sawyer and in the ways that he tried to convince Jim to take risks. Sometimes, Huck's adventurous side gets him into problems and puts Jim at stake. From growing up in the South, we also see Huck's Southern lifestyle come out in the ways that he thinks of slaves as property. Finally, one other thing that we see is Huck's moral behavior. For example, he was considering turning in Jim because he thought he was stealing from Miss Watson. In doing this, he is also frequently forgetting that Jim is a real person and deserves respect.
The fourth and last topic we will be discussing is theme. A large theme throughout this story is morality, more specifically the morality of slavery.
Twain starts persuading readers to question the morality of slavery by having a man like Pap, a white Southerner, speak and express his feelings. Pap starts talking about a free black man who is from Ohio. He talks about how this man has fine clothes and was a professor in college. Pap is jealous of people with knowledge, like this man, because he was never able to get to that point himself. In chapter 6, it says, "It was election day, and I was just about to go and vote myself, if I weren't too drunk to get there. But when they told me that I was in a state in the country where they let that N-word vote, I draw out." When Twain chose to express Pap's opinion on slavery, He was also expressing an opinion that many Southerners had at this time in history. The country was changing, and many people did not want to be part of a country where they were not the superior race. Papp, like other white Southern males, was rebelling against the government, further showing how Twain knows that slavery is immoral.
Huckleberry Finn is a book riddled with intended literary device usage. Hopefully we've helped you better understand how Twain uses internal and external conflicts, point of view, and theme to formulate his classic work. Thanks for listening.